If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can work out how to download it, maybe you can find the Bedwetters Monthly Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, show four, guys! Yay! Yay! I can't believe we got to show four.
Neither can I.
Do you know what? We're massive in the South Americas, Joe.
Oh, whereabouts in South America?
Mainly Venezuela and Chile. Hola!
They speak Spanish in Venezuela?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was Venezuelan.
No, it's mainly Spanish. Hola!
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hola! How are you, Joe?
I'm good, thank you.
And today's special guest is a dream. This is a dream guest.
I had a dream of times gone by.
The special guest today we've got is Deborah. Hi, yay! Deborah.
Hello.
Say hello to you're going to have a massive fan base.
You're going to have a big following.
It says here that you like walks in the park and your favourite food is pasta. Is that true?
Yeah.
How do you like your pasta?
Well done.
Well done.
Sunny side up.
Do you throw it against the wall to check it's, like, cooked?
No.
Okay. You do it to the sauce. Make sure that's cooked.
Cover your water with tomato.
Oh, it's cooked.
Scott comes in. Debs, why is the kitchen covered in tomato sauce? I'm cooking! Leave me alone! Welcome to Bedwetters Monthly Podcast. This is where we take a jolly look at some of the posts that you have posted on our Facebook. You right, Deb?
Yes.
This is a dream. Oh. Have you got any can you give us the first problem, Deborah?
Yes. Hi, Bedwetters Monthly. Please help. I'm shit scared of spiders, and it's the season where they start coming out of their hidey holes and into my house. How can I deal with my phobia, Chris?
Thanks for getting in touch, Chris.
Well then, the answer to that is, I understand where you're coming from. I'm petrified of elevators. At first it was because of this small, confined space, but now it's in case I meet Solange Knowles. Spiders are actually useful. They can produce milk, so are handy in a milk-related emergency. Just think of them as a genetically modified cow and you'll be fine. Don't know how you'll get the bucket underneath them.
Stay dry. Yeah, milking a spider. You ever milked a spider, Deb?
No.
How are you? Do you like spiders?
No.
No, not at all. So this is kind of, you're shit scared, as you said, of spiders.
Yes.
Really? What do you do when you just scream? Do you
kill them?
You kill them?
Flush them down the loo.
Kill them.
What's your weapon of choice, Deb?
Yeah, what is your weapon of choice?
A shoe.
A book. Tissue. A magazine.
Tissue.
Heat magazine. All celebrity gossip. Read Heat. For attacking spiders, Heat comes in a bag. Have we got another problem there, Deb?
Dear Bedwetters, I'm a full transsexual, but there's still a part of me that doesn't feel like a woman. What can I do to achieve this? Terry.
Thanks for getting in touch, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Make yourself feel more like a woman by driving a car badly while talking bollocks.
Definitely talking bollocks.
If you do this while listening to Shira Twain's Man, I feel like a woman.
Du, 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 du.
I think you'll be there. Stay dry.
We're going out tonight. I'm feeling it. You're coming out tonight, then?
I might do.
That's a yes.
That's really amazing. It's not a date.
You could play this to Scott and then you can say,
yeah, you should come in. You can
it's
go,
a work night out.
It's a work night out. You know, you're part of the team now. She likes walks in the park in her favourite food, pasta.
Hello, is this the podcast you are looking for?
Have we got problem number three there, please?
Yes. Dear Bedwetters, my wife is all about fitness, running three times a week, gym twice a week, and a Davina DVD in between. And to be fair, she's got a cracking body. She wants me to exercise too, but I really can't be arsed. Any ideas on how I can get a bit fitter so she finds me attractive again?
Well, PN.
Oh, PN. Well, when masturbating, attach a pedometer to your wrist and measure the calories you burn. Then you can proudly tell your wife how much exercise you have done. She'll be all over you. Stay dry.
Yeah, definitely use a panopedum. I can't say it. Predominum. Can you say it, Deb? Have a go.
Pedometer.
Sounds like some kind of Terminator, don't it? Oh no, it's the pedometer. Save me.
That's me winning.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your pedometer.
Do you do any exercise, Darren?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've just bought an exercise bike.
Have you?
Yeah, for that HIIT training, you know, the high intensity training.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a running machine.
Oh, did you?
Mainly to keep the door open.
Okay, mine's now a glorified coat hanger.
Is it?
Yeah.
What about you, Deb? Do you exercise?
No, not really.
Well,
I think you get to an age where you just. Can't be bothered.
Oh, I did do Zumba.
Oh, what's Zumba all about?
That's all about shaking, isn't it?
You do shake that booty.
Same Ariba.
Yeah. Ariba!
Ariba.
Do you say Ariba?
No.
Give us your best Ariba. Please.
Ariba.
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 Oh. Well done, Deb. Thank you very much.
Warning, this podcast may contain nuts.
Thank you, James, for that wonderful jingle. You are listening to Bedwetters Monthly Podcast. Deborah.
Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, for the past 5 years, I've been a kleptomaniac. I try to stop, but it gives me such a buzz. I know I'll get caught one day. How do I stop?
Oh, well, HR... What you are doing is bad, wrong and disgusting.
It's awful, isn't it?
Oh, hold on a minute. I get kleptomania next video. Well, it is illegal and you should stop. That's when you're stealing stuff, isn't it?
It is kleptomania. You steal a lot of stuff, yeah. Kleptomania.
Nothing to do with necrophilia at all.
No, necrophilia is something completely different.
Okay, then. You can find help and support. Just Google, I'm a dirty thieving bastard. But before you do, can you get me a couple of bottles of Smirnoff and a ham? Thanks, love. Stay dry.
Stay dry.
I like a nice piece of ham on a Saturday.
On a Saturday. On the bone?
On the bone. Always on the bone.
Do you like your ham on the bone, Deb?
No.
We'll take that as a yes.
Leave us a message on our Bedwetters Monthly Podcast Facebook page.
Thank you very much for getting in touch. You are listening to Bedwetters Monthly Podcast. I'm going to read the next one out for a change. Dear BWMP, jumping out of a plane has been on my bucket list. Unfortunately, I'm scared of heights. Or should I just go for it and conquer my fears? Thanks, Meg. Thanks for getting in touch, Meg.
Well, Meg, jumping out of a plane is stupid and dangerous, but you could recreate a parachute jump in the safety of your own home by visiting Google Earth and clicking the scroll bar until you reach the ground. Add the realism to the exercise by putting a fan on blowing full in your face. Then, tick it off your bucket list. Winning! Stay dry.
Everyone's a winner. Do you fancy doing a parachute jump, Del?
No.
What's on your bucket list?
Yeah, what's on your bucket list?
Things to do before you die.
I haven't really thought about it.
Would you like to meet someone special? I'd like to meet Michael Jackson.
Passed away.
He just brought out a new song.
He still passed away.
How did he bring out a new song?
The power of television.
Nah, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I saw him.
When?
On television.
When?
Last week.
Okay. No longer with us.
When did that happen?
A few years ago.
They just put out a new song.
But it was only a recording. He could have recorded it beforehand. Like Elvis brought a song out. A little bit of conversation.
Yeah, don't get me started on Elvis being dead.
He's not dead, is he?
He's not. I've never seen him in Moses.
And also And also to our younger viewers and listeners, there is no Santa Claus. No, I've got it.
Maybe not for you, because you're on the naughty list.
I'm definitely on the naughty list. You're on the naughty list, Em. Come out tonight, you might be. We can watch Hollyoaks in our pans.
And have ham on the bone.
I've got another problem there, Dem. Problem number six.
Hi, bedwetters. My wife has an obsession with a sort of well-known ex-winner of the X Factor, and it's all becoming too much. She thinks about them all the time, and am I going to get replaced? If so, should I start to look for a new model before this happened? Stay dry. Regards, Blue Fox.
Thanks for getting in touch. This is an email from Blue Fox.
Hi, Blue Fox. Well, if it's Leona Lewis, Alexandra Burke, or Sam Bailey, I think it's a lost cause, as your wife obviously wants to sip from the fairy cup. If it's Steve Brookstein, I'd dump her anyway just because of her terrible taste. Why don't you play her at her own game and start shouting Michelle McManus while you're having maritals? Start wearing an I Love Michelle t-shirt or visiting the singer when she's in your hometown. I hear she'll be in HMV Leicester this Saturday. Not signing autographs, of course, but cleaning the shop. Fame is a fickle thing. Stay dry.
Stay dry. Is any X Factor winning that you're a little bit obsessed with, Deb?
Just a little bit,
is
yes.
There?
Yes, thank you, darling.
Who could that be?
Matt Cardon.
I never heard of him. You?
Who?
Matt Cardon. When did he win?
A few years ago.
Okay.
What did he sing? Or what does he sing?
It's released three albums.
Three albums.
Well, that's not bad for an X Factor winner.
Very good.
What's your favourite song?
Matt Cardon. Cardigan.
I like that.
There's too many.
Is there?
There's too many, really.
But he's a very nice man.
Have you met him?
I've met him quite a few times.
Have you?
Right. Oh. Would you say stalker? Bordering?
No,
bordering.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
You've heard it here first on Bedwetter's monthly podcast. Deborah is stalking Matt Cardigan.
Cardon.
Good.
Sure. Where's the furthest place you've been to see Matt?
Ooh.
Do you call him Matt?
Matt.
Yeah.
It's not Matthew.
No, Matt.
Oh, really?
Did he tell you to call him Matt, or did you just start calling him Matt? Because if I met someone, I'd call him Mr. first.
Would you? Mr. Cardigan?
Yeah, Mr. Cardigan.
Cardigan.
No, just call him Matt.
Matt.
Oh, do you?
Have you kissed him?
On the cheek,
yeah.
And I've nicely cooked with him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you watched
it? It smells nice.
It smells nice.
Chanel Blue.
Oh.
Really?
How do you know it's Chanel Blue? Did you ask him?
He's told some of us.
Has he? Some birds. There's a lot of you.
Yeah.
He's got to love the cardigan massive.
do you call yourself the Cardigans?
We're a cardinal family.
The cardinal family. Oh,
Deb.
You maybe need help. Yeah, there's an email in here. Hi, I'm obsessed with a X Factor finalist. I need help. Deborah, how can we help you?
There's another one saying, hi, I'm Matt Cardigan. I'm stalking. The main one, the ringleader.
We've just had an email in here from Matt that says, stay away, Deb. Stay away. You know the rules. It's 20 yards. Not listening to Matt Cardigan. No, definitely not. No. Hobbies.
I like
golf. I play golf a little bit.
Have you got a favourite golfer?
No, not one I stalk. No, not at all. I just like hitting the ball and putting it down and on. You, Annie, what's your hobby? Knitting.
Dogs. I'm a collector.
Do you like any famous celebrities, Jill?
I like Steve Batchel, you know, from Deadly 60.
I know. Yeah, he did that thing as well on the island.
He's on CBBC.
Oh, yeah,
you're watching CBBS?
No, I don't watch CBBC.
Who's your favourite?
I make sure I get it on catch-up.
I've recorded...
Totally different.
I've skyposted and everything.
I've recorded the series. Totally different.
So my celebrity crush is Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Definitely, yeah. Sandra Bullock.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Well, if you... go on our Facebook page. I've plastered it all over this week.
What about Ollie Willow?
Booby. No, no, not for me. No, no, no.
No. Who?
Ollie Willow Boo Boo.
Oh,
no.
I like Holly.
I like Holly. I like her, but it's not
have a you got, have you got a girl crush?
I like Holly.
Okay, you want to les off? Les off with Holly and...
No, she's not such attractive.
Yeah, it's just women. I think she's nice and she's a good role model.
And les off with.
No, not les off with.
A little bit.
If you want, Darren. Put that in the bank.
If you want that image, it's there, guys. Talking of celebrity crushes. Dear bedwetters, I have some rather odd celebrity crushes. Michael McIntyre, David Mitchell, Stephen Fry, Jeremy Kyle. I finally find intelligence and humour attracts me over looks, even with celebrities. Am I mental?
Yes.
Cheers, HB. Thanks again, Touch HB.
Thanks, HB. But yes, yes you are. Jeremy Kyle, and intelligence and humour are not words often found in the same sentence. Check out the picture on our Facebook page of what a decent celebrity crush should look like. Now, be gone with you, weirdo.
Is that a picture that you put up about Steve Backshaw?
It was a little bit. It wasn't just Steve Backshaw, it was also a rock. Steve Backshaw was hanging off a rock.
Was he shirtless? A little bit. Do you want a little quiet word with yourself in the corner?
I just need a bit of time.
Okay, you do it. See, I posted a picture of Sandra Bullock in the bra, and you could just see a little bit of, what's that? A
little bit of Monica in my life.
That's Lou Bega.
Okay. Is that your celebrity quiz?
Mambo number five.
Sorry, now, what could you say?
Well, Bob the Builder did a copy of that as well, didn't he? He did do a cover, yeah, a little bit of Dipsy. We're talking about. No, the nipple bit. What's the bit around the nipple? Is it the areola?
The burger.
Is it the areola? You can see a little bit of. A little bit of it. Maybe we should have put a picture of Cardigan up for Deb on our Facebook page. Would you like that, Deb?
I found
that
one
of
Matt Cardle.
I was just going to put a cardigan on. I was going to ask what colour. Would you like a little aquamarine? One of those little short ones.
Oh, double-breasted.
You're listening to Bedwetter's Monthly Podcast. If you go onto our Facebook page, you'll see some of the top tips that we put on, such as air guitar is so last season. Ukulele is what it's all about now, the cool kids are doing. So you can enjoy it by shortening the distance between your arms. And for that added George Formby feeling, substitute your head and mosh him with a cheeky smile and occasional wink. Stay dry. Thank you very much. Do you do an air guitar, Deborah?
Do I do one?
Yeah, yeah.
I have been known to do so.
Yeah, I've heard that you do a mean air banjo. I don't know how that's going to work on a podcast. Let's have a look at your air banjo.
Banjo sounding like it's like...
No, yeah, but it's more... Air guitar is sort of hands there, but like you say, if you shorten the arms and raise the... It's more like a banjo.
I was supposed to be doing the air guitar.
You were supposed to be doing air guitar, but you did an air banjo.
Air banjo.
Yeah, which is amazing. Oh. Same thing, same concept.
The ukulele and the banjo
are the same.
But they don't make the same noise.
They don't, but it's kind of the same mime, though, isn't it?
It is.
But, you know, men can't snap their ukulele string.
Do you remember Scott doing guitar? You knocked a light fitting off.
Is that when he did the jump in the air and took the light fitting out in the Fox, wasn't it? Was it the Fox?
I can't remember.
It was one pub. I think it was the Fox. And the band, and the man... The bouncers came over. It was like, yeah, I understand.
Yes.
I remember out with Scotland.
That wouldn't have happened to somebody that's famous.
No. I can remember going out with Scott. I think we're all out. And I went to grab his arm to do air guitar and he had a pint in his hand. And it went all over Joan. She was not in
front. Oh, I remember.
Remember that? I had to pay for the taxi for it to go home and get changed.
Oh dear.
We digress. You're listening to Bedwetters' Monthly Podcast. Have you got another problem there, please?
Yes. Dear Bedwetters, I'm struggling to make ends meet. I'm currently working as a pizza delivery driver, but the money is minimum wage. I've tried looking for part-time work, but there's nothing about. What should I do? Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Why not earn money as you deliver your pizzas by displaying a How's My Driving sign on your car along with a 0906 number, it's only £1.50 a minute, which you can acquire through British Telecom, then simply drive around town like a complete arsehole. You could also set up a sex line and talk dirty to callers, hands-free of course, when you're on your deliveries. Watch the money roll in. Stay dry.
Stay dry, yeah, you could talk dirty as he's delivering, couldn't you?
Yeah. Talk about his pepperami.
Pepperami, yes. I've got some cheese.
pineapple.
Ground beef. Salami.
Oh, see, salami's a dirty word.
It is a dirty word.
If you got a problem, yo, we'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Thank you, Deb. Take it away.
Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, I've recently been made redundant and I'm struggling to find another job. My wife has asked me for a divorce and she's taking the kids to live closer to her parents, 300 miles away. I'm so depressed, I can't see the point anymore. What should I do? CF.
Oh, sorry to hear this, CF.
Oh, CF. Don't dwell on your failures. Just accept you're one of life's losers and move on. Stay dry.
Stay dry. You can always go to the gallery tonight and you'll probably bump into a slot at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You'll be more depressed.
Yes, we're on Twitter at BWM Podcast.
Dear Bedwetters, I've been with my girlfriend since we were 15. We are both 22 now, but I've had thoughts about experimenting with men. I don't want to hurt my girlfriend. What should I do? A-L.
A-L?
Hmm.
Okay, all right then.
Could be Al.
Al?
Al. You could call me Al.
You will be my bodyguard and oh. I will be your long lost pal.
Do, 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 do.
If I can call you Betty, then Betty, when you call me,
you can call me Al.
Well, if you are bi or AL, if you are bi or curious, go to a male doctor and complain of rectal bleeding. The resulting erotic anal probe will be a safe way to find out whether gayness is really for you. Good luck. Stay dry.
Stay dry. Other doctors are available.
Other doctors are available.
Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, I'm going out tonight. I am going out tonight. Have you got any ideas on how I can avoid getting so drunk I end up shagging a minger? Again, MB. That's never happened to me, so I've got no take on this. How about you, Deb? Have you ever shagged a minger? Minger? Minger?
Minjita?
Sorry. What about you, Deb? Have you ever shagged a minger? Really, Dan? Have you ever shagged a minger?
No.
No.
Oh, good. You're lying.
You are clearly lying.
Well, I've got an idea for this. When out drinking tonight, why not take a picture of your mum and dad in your wallet? It makes a handy drunkometer to gauge when you've had too much. When you start to fancy your mum, stop chatting to the girls. Don't even look at them. And if you start fancying your dad, leave the pub and catch the bus home. This is not advisable if you live with your parents. Stay dry.
That's not really good advice for me, because if we go out tonight, I'm going to be staying at hotel mum and dad, do you know what I mean? And the last thing I want to do is start fancying the dog.
We're not going out.
I don't want to be fancying the dog.
There is a little bit of... You look like your mum, Dad.
You are? What, more now?
Bigger tits.
Is it the moustache? Oh, we're having far too much fun. Yeah. Enjoy yourself, Deb.
Yeah.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Deb, for agreeing to do the show.
Work night out tonight, Deb.
Work night out tonight. You're coming. Is anyone else got in touch with there, Deb?
Yes. Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, I'm always losing my house keys. What can I do to prevent this? Sam.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for getting in touch with the show.
Thanks, Sam.
You're all right.
Yeah. I'm always losing my house keys. But a trick is to avoid losing your house keys during the day. Simply leave them in the door as you leave the house in the morning. You are welcome.
Wow, wow. You are an amazing woman.
It has been said before.
By you?
No.
But, okay. Thanks, Chris. Dear bedwetters, I have a big problem, which is I can't sleep at night. I go to bed when I'm tired, but I can't seem to drift off, and I end up watching Deal or No Deal at 4 o'clock in the morning. What can I do? Vince. Thanks, Vince, for getting involved.
Oh, dear, Vince, what a pickle. No one should have to put up with Noel Edmonds at that time in the morning, and Deal or No Deal is so far-fetched. When I ring my bank, I never get someone that speaks English. Why not do what I do and lie on the edge of the bed? You'll find that you soon drop off. Stay dry.
Stay dry. Thanks for getting in touch with the show. Do you like that? You're a fan of the Edmonds.
Yeah, I do.
Why is his beard a different colour to his hair?
Yeah, why is that?
Does he dye his hair?
Maybe he dyes his beard.
Maybe. Weirdo.
I've not really.
Do you reckon he dyes his crinkly bottom? An old sales party reference there. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. This is going to be our last problem. Thanks for getting in touch. Thanks for listening. Deborah, take it away.
Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, my husband always wants me to give him handjobs. We've been married 15 years and I don't see why he can't do it himself. Any advice, Mel?
Well, Mel, if your husband is pestering you for a handjob and you can't be bothered, simply sit on your hand for 10 minutes until it goes dead. And it will feel like someone else is doing it. Everyone's a winner. Stay dry.
Stay dry. Everyone is a winner. And on that note, I like hand jobs. So,
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
What do you like, Deb?
Matt Cardigan.
And I think we've established that. So thank you very much. And it's a goodbye from me. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining. It's been a pleasure. You are my dream guest. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to go onto Facebook and search our page, Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, you will find some pictures and some top tips, such as Joe.
Mourners, read the dress code instructions on funeral invitations very carefully. Somber, while being only two letters away from sombrero, can add a whole different tone to the sad affair. Stay dry.
Stay dry. Thank you very much for listening. Cheers, Deb. Thank you. Bye.
Leave us a message on our Bedwetters Monthly Podcast Facebook page. Thank you for listening.
What was that?
That was me.
Sex noise.
It was.
It's disgusting.
A little bit of sex noise. How do you think about that?
I like hand jobs.
So do I.
This podcast is a Jellyfish production.